Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Now that Thanksgiving is behind us, we're heading quickly toward the end of the year. January 1st, there'll be changes to the way livestock producers administer medications to animals. New policies from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will require input from local veterinarians. It's called a veterinary feed directive. We've talked about this before. Before farmers can administer VFD medicated feed, they have to have a relationship with a veterinarian. The Farm Foundation is working with the Animal Health Institute in this country to help educate livestock producers about these changes. Dr. John Hallberg is a licensed veterinarian and director of regulatory affairs with Zoetis, a member of the Animal Health Institute. Dr. Hallberg says Zoetis fully supports the new VFD rules.
We work very hard to gain approvals for these products, and we want them used on an on-label manner. In our response to the draft, even back to that initial publication prior to 2013, we were in full support that the veterinarian should be the person making the decision for use of antibacterial drugs on the farm, whether it was those found in feed or those found in water. The veterinarian is trained to make those decisions and provide the drug that was going to be the most efficacious for the disease that they were seeing.
And Dr. Hallberg says Animal Health Institute members are very busy trying to help customers get ready for the new VFD requirements.
I think the HI folks have all been working as hard as Zoetis is. So whether it's Elanco or Novartis or any of the other companies that are involved, I think they are fully engaged. I think they're getting their forms in. They are out talking with their customers. Many of them, such as Zoetis, have gone to work with Global VetLink and or Planet Rx to make sure that electronic forms are available. I know multiple companies have posted their VFDs online for people to have available. So as they work through all of the things that are necessary in the fourth quarter, they'll be ready to go on the 1st of January. The industry has really gotten behind this and are working very hard to get it completed.
And Dr. Hallberg says he believes there's new technology out there coming not too far down the road that'll support good stewardship of antibiotic use in food animals.
I'll repeat the thing as far as using Global VetLink and Planet Rx. Those are electronic formats that will allow proper storage of the forms. All of the current information will be uploaded. A veterinarian could use that on his phone or on a computer in his office to generate the necessary forms to get out to both the producer and to the feed mill that will be supplying the feed. So again, that technology will be out there. And as a company, we're looking for alternatives and new products to help meet the needs that people are needing to fight infectious disease in animals.
Talking VFDs with Dr. John Hallberg of Zoetis. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmer's Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.